Notre Dame de Paris, also known as The Hunchback of Notre Dame, by Victor Hugo. Narrated by Robin Nixon. Book 2, Chapter 1, From Charybdis to Scylla. Night comes on early in January. The streets were already dark when Gringoire issued forth from the courts. This gloom pleased him. He was in haste to reach some obscure and deserted alley, in order there to meditate at his ease, and in order that the philosopher might place the first dressing upon the wound of the poet. Philosophy, moreover, was his sole refuge, for he did not know where he was to lodge for the night. After the brilliant failure of his first theatrical venture, he dared not return to the lodging which he occupied in the Rue Grenier-sur-l'Eau, opposite to the Porte aux Foins. Having depended upon receiving from Monsieur the Provost for his epithalamium the wherewithal to pay Master Guillaume Dulcier, farmer of the taxes on cloven-footed animals in Paris, the rent which he owed him, that is to say, 12 sols Parisian, 12 times the value of all that he possessed in the world, including his trunk hose, his shirt, and his cap. After reflecting a moment, temporarily sheltered beneath the little wicket of the prison of the treasurer of the Sainte-Chapelle,